episode 18, always 5 o'clock. This your boy, Black, a.k.a. D Black, BKA, Gary Burgess.
You ever realize niggas from New Orleans can't talk?
He from Virginia, though.
I'm New Orleans, baby.
You know, New Orleans? You do like Chopper City.
You like Fred.
Fred who? Making up yeah. I don't think
you
was here
for that. You said Flintstone. Now go ahead and introduce yourself. Yeah.
I'm back.
Right. Yeah, MJ is officially a part of Always 5 O'Clock, just to let y'all
Always
know.
Always 5
today. Yeah, we tried to.
He's going to miss about 2 or 3 episodes.
Right. He went to Maryland for some reason, and then he went to
Alabama.
Yeah.
MJ go out of town, he go out of town for a day. Like, this nigga was literally in Alabama for 3 hours.
Right.
He drove in for the cookout, went to the cookout, and drove right back.
Just about. I was there for about 14 hours.
Nigga, you ain't got no vacation.
How long was driving then?
That's only 8.
To Alabama?
Yeah, my uncle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You ain't got no PTO at work?
No, I did. You know, I was off the whole week.
And you made that drive in a day and a half?
I had to wait for my brother, man.
And my nephew. Roy.
And my nephew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Man, this Chitty Chat, man, coming again to you live. Live and direct.
You live and direct?
Direct.
Okay.
Direct TV. Spectrum. And Spectrum be overcharging like a mug. I'm about to drop them and get the fire stick.
Man, nigga, I just paid my cable bill today. It was $200.
What you got? Fire stick.
Spectrum, bitch.
What kind of package you got?
Like, I don't even know how to explain. You said firebox?
Yeah,
I need some of that.
Yeah. I mean, as long as I can get rid of it, I'm okay.
Oh,
all right. Yeah. Well, who we got?
So I'm Justin. All
right, you know. If they got pills or a shot for it, I'm good. Right, MJ?
Yeah. Yeah.
That nigga said, I keep a bottle of penicillin in my car. In my car, you never right, know.
Yeah. He's lying.
Anyway, I'm daddy. The real daddy. Shout out to my sons out there. I ain't gonna get into that, though. Anyway.
Raise up a child in the way they should go.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes a village.
Yeah, and this is a village right here.
So look,
man, look like he from like the most well known village.
You ever seen that meme with the little kid
wearing the hat of the team that just lost in the championship game?
That would you look like?
There's a whole lot of Golden State shit floating.
Yeah, a whole lot.
Right now in Zimbabwe, they got endless Curry jerseys.
Right.
Yeah, they need to send his sneakers over there, too.
Yeah, because they trash, too.
Now, what's his name?
The orthopedic joint.
Pete Carroll wear him.
You ever seen him run out that tunnel?
Yeah.
He need him.
Why not?
He's going to be fast as a bitch. He be hauling ass.
Bro, I seen a video of Rex Ryan on the sideline with some shape up, so I'm just rocking back and forth. Motherfuckers just rocking.
The whole time, Rex Ryan, nasty. I don't know if you remember, he was on porn, like, recording, like, his wife's foot, like, just rubbing her feet. Like, you know, like.
What?
Yeah, he'll probably come on her feet.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go. Like,
he nasty.
Y'all don't rub y'all women's feet?
I rub her feet. Yeah. I ain't coming on them, though.
No.
You come on her feet?
No, I never did that before, but it's something to think about.
Hey, look, you ever oil
the arches? It's a poison considered moment.
You ever, like, oil the arches of the feet and just
pull it together
and just fuck them?
Feel like a plus.
Yeah, it do.
Yeah.
Like, you might get spit on them. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Listen. We're going to jump into our first topic tonight. And that is marriage licenses. So I think we seen something on, was it Facebook, I think?
It was from not Ballo Alert. What's the other
World
shit?
Worldwide Web.
Shade Room.
Okay. And I guess they posed the idea of marriage licenses having an expiration date. So it's like after 4 or 5 years of your marriage license, you have to go back and get it renewed. What do you think about that idea, MJ?
It's a whole lot of people that wouldn't have renewed theirs and probably lost their joints in the midst of it.
Okay.
Like the marriage under the influence.
You got a deep. What's the equivalent to a DUI? Whatever it is for a marriage license, it's over. All right.
My thing is, I feel like a marriage with an expiration date or a marriage certificate with an expiration date actually defeats the purpose of even getting married. Like, you're actually going against the oaths you took when getting married. Like, a marriage should be a lifelong thing, right?
Right.
So, I don't know if I quite agree with that. I get what the person was trying to say about it, but I don't necessarily... I mean, if you're going into such a union and you're making a promise not only to the person you're marrying, but you're also making a promise to God. I mean, if you're a true Christian, I don't think you can agree with that.
So you don't think the divorce rate would go down this way? Because a lot of people, what they would do is just wait for the license just to expire and then quit.
Let's get a little technical here. What is the definition of a divorce?
To not be married.
Exactly. So, I mean, whether you're not renewing your marriage contract or not, or you decide to get a divorce, it's a divorce one way or the other. So,
yeah. I don't think you have to go through so much to get a divorce.
Right, though. But in actuality, I think the divorce rate would go up because so many people,
which is way
you're giving someone an avenue to easily exit.
But is it considered a divorce?
Over. By definition, absolutely.
Expiration.
Yeah. And I guess my question would be, what would be the difference between just allowing it to expire, your marriage license to expire, versus actually getting a divorce?
That's what I'm saying. Right? I just feel like it wouldn't be a divorce because it just like, let's just say you didn't want to drive no more. You didn't want to drive the boot. You know what I mean? You didn't want to drive no more, so you just don't go get your license renewed.
Right.
Does that mean you just...
I also feel like putting an expiration date on a marriage license or on a marriage essentially turns it into a business agreement.
Right. Yeah.
But right?
Marriage is a business agreement, though.
Because you got to know your background of your spouse, and then you got to know the habits, the spending habits, how you save money, how you spend your money, all that good stuff. You ain't about to marry nobody that's like... throwing money everywhere on nothing and have nothing to show for it.
You ever met Chad?
He's the money thrower.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Huh?
Never mind. Yeah.
I've been a lot more like fiscally responsible.
Because you bought a house.
I mean, even before I bought a house.
You got money.
Even before I bought a house, like I say it all the time, our relationship is what has probably saved me in the long run.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, I was giving away money at one point.
Yeah.
Left and right. Hey. And I ain't even got it like that. I ain't had it like that to be given away.
Giving it shall be given back into you.
Right?
Press down, shaking together. Right? Running and running over. Over. It doesn't say how to give.
I won't pay in tithes, so I don't get shit back. You know what I mean? I won't.
But I don't.
I'll probably never pay tithes, but never mind.
Anyway, but my thing. So here's another thing with the divorce thing. So, well, marriage license. I just feel like if you give somebody an expiration date, you pretty much give them motivation to be like, you know what, I'll do this because I only got to do it for 8 years at least. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can give up if I want to in 8 years, 4 years, however much they do it.
Yeah, but I guess my thing would be is like, okay, say my marriage license is, or whatnot, is good for 10 years and I'm at year 7. Let's say I'm at year 7 and things aren't going right. You know, what would be the benefit of me? What would be the benefit of me waiting three years to just let it expire versus me just filing for the divorce right there?
I'm willing to bet. So, do you know how divorces work now? Not trying to be funny. So, you know, you got to do like a whole year of separation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then go through the divorce proceedings, then do like alimony and shit like that.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's an expiration date. You don't have to do none of that. You're just like, hey, I'm done. Like I'm not renewing it. Just like if you had a contract, like NFL team or something, they just not renewing your contract. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just think that probably is the best part of it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you don't think even with like marriage expirations, you don't think there's going to be some back end stipulations of like that's going to come with the separation?
And that's what I'm getting to. Like, is it going to be some type of benefit where if you let it expire versus getting the divorce, then it's no 50-50 or like, you know, there's no penalty. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I just feel like it just is. Because that's how, like, with your license, it ends.
That's my thing to listen to y'all. Listen to what this shit sounds like, bro. Like, this shit sounds like you shouldn't even get married to begin with.
I don't want to.
All right, we get that, but I'm just saying, like, you something wrong with you, bro.
I'm horny.
You might be bisexual.
No.
Nah, but I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, because I seen your titties there, man.
Yeah, I see, look at them.
Up. What?
Cancel.
Cancel.
I am so uncomfortable.
Yeah. But so, because let's be real.
It's a month after Pride Month.
Right. There's a month after Pride Month recipe. But anyway, you get the 1 year. Here's my thing. So I've been with women who are separated for that year before they get divorced. They're cheating. You know what I mean? That's technically cheating, right?
By law, yeah.
By law, it is, right?
Adultery.
It's adultery.
I ain't never seen nobody get locked up for it, but okay.
You can't get locked up for adultery.
In some states, adultery is a crime. It's a crime.
Yeah, but in some states, if you do some shit like that, spousal support, that changes the amount of fucking alimony you got to pay when shit goes to mediation and y'all reach a separation agreement or a divorce agreement. Like, if infidelity is the reason for you being in there, you gonna pay for that.
So okay,
you gotta prove it.
Kevin Garnett, $100,000
a month.
Okay,
a month.
Okay, so I'm glad we're talking about that because that just like set something off in my head. So, do you believe in spousal support?
No.
Or alimony.
No.
Either way. I feel like if I'm married to a woman and she's been working the entire time that we've been together, no. Why should I have to pay her alimony?
Like 95% of men would say no to this question.
Mm-hmm. You, 95. So are you part of the 95 or the 5%?
I ain't paying shit. What's
the reason? I think it's because like, we provided most of it in the first place,
But like,
see, most of the time, if you had spousal support, you made a lot more money than she did.
Right now, in her case, she probably didn't work at all. She probably just stayed at the house while he made millions and millions and millions of dollars. In that situation, I get it. But if I'm making $60,000-$70,000 a year, you making $40,000-$50,000 a year, I still don't see no reason why I should have to pay alimony.
I
don't want to give you $400. Fuck you.
Like, I don't give a fuck about what kind of food you was eating while we were together, bitch. That's one of the consequences of us not working out.
Right. You like, don't
back to Wendy's.
Yeah.
You better get a biggie bag, bitch.
Yeah, by the way, that shit hit.
That biggie bag hit.
You going to cookout and get you a $5 tray. Like, ain't no more Benihana, bitch. That shit over with. You don't want to be with a real nigga. All right, K.A.
What about child support, though?
Go, no, fuck them kids.
Fuck the kids, huh?
Fuck the kids? Nah, I'm bullshit. Nah. I mean, child support, that's a different conversation.
I don't understand why you pay child support if you split custody, though.
Joint custody, you don't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nah.
I think some people do. I don't have kids. So my dick don't work.
Black, let me know when shit don't work out. But you got
God, he's on the roll.
Damn,
he is on the roll.
But I don't mean know somebody.
I think all y'all would agree that y'all would want marriage to have expiration dates.
Mm-hmm.
It's MJ, no point. You're a diehard fucking Christian.
I don't want no expiration. No.
We in this forever, bitch. Like,
We got to die out.
If I cheat on you, you
got to kill me kill you.
If I cheat on you, I'll forgive you and we'll move on. Like that.
If I cheat on you, I forgive you and we move on. Well, you had me puzzled for a minute.
That's what I was doing. Like, what?
You made me do this.
You made me cheat.
It worked.
It makes sense.
I'm
gonna get jammed.
You are. But look, since we're talking about marriage, right?
You pushed me to this.
Yeah,
that's their argument.
So since we're talking about marriage,
it's not me. It's you.
Yeah. If another bitch tell me that, I'm a loser. You hear me?
they tell you what?
It's not you, it's me. Like, I know that. Like, I know, I'm amazing. You know what I mean?
So look,
what would you say? I'm sorry, bro.
To continue on the marriage topic, at what age do you feel like you should just be like, you know what? Marriage ain't in the plans.
25.
Damn.
Everybody is over 25, though. And nobody married.
But all of us, like, so them two and some shit, that it makes sense for them. Us two, we fucked, MJ. Like,
it's looking real.
So y'all, it's real, like, looking real.
Y'all 30 and 38, respectively. So, yeah. I would say for Justin, there is still
daylight.
I mean, there's still daylight. I love him. Well, his daylight is coming by 3 or 4 kids. Like, right. He gonna have to just accept that.
And the sun has set on MJ.
Like, I'm at a point pretty much like where I pretty much know I'm gonna be a step.
Yeah, MJ, you gonna meet your bitch kids like that.
Grandkids.
He gonna be a granddaddy.
Yeah, like if you
like, you gonna go with somebody for 15 years. Let's just say 20 years. So you still gonna die alone, but in a relationship.
Damn.
So like in your obituary, Shorty name gonna be your special friend.
long life partner.
Long life partner. But like
common law.
I just feel like that's like the everybody's fear.
Real quick. Y'all ever met like somebody over 50 when they introduce their partner to you, like if they not married, they say, "This is my friend."
This is
one of my close friends right here. Like, I feel like if you're over 50, you can't introduce somebody to your boyfriend or girlfriend.
I feel like if you over 40, it's no more boyfriend and girlfriend.
I feel like boyfriend and girlfriend ain't real anyway.
It ain't. It nothing's real until you married.
Absolutely.
You the type of nigga to introduce your lady as your bitch.
Like, hold on. I am. Look to the left.
That's my bitch.
No.
I love my bitch. Like,
that's him.
You mean?
You like a West Coast nigga. That's how they talk about their women.
You talking about West Coast production?
No. Like,
Hey, they made some quality.
What's up?
They made some quality. And
the booty talk 1 through 100. I looked up the
between
other day.
Them and evasive angles. Boy,
it's angels.
I thought it was angles. That's that dyslexia.
No, that's evasive angles.
Yeah,
I mean, shit, angles might be right.
It sound good.
I thought it was angles.
Shout out to Roxy Reynolds.
What's about power?
No,
she was a liar.
She was.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tiana Trump with her burning ass.
She out the one.
So there's a Twitter poll out, right? It was so Tiana Trump admitted to having, what, gonorrhea?
Yeah.
That's fine.
And there's a Twitter poll out.
That's them pills that you got.
There's a Twitter poll out right now asking, would niggas still hit Tiana Trump?
Yeah. Overwhelmingly,
gonorrhea
yes.
or not.
And what was the poll?
Right now,
MJ walked in here and said, "As long as there's pills, I'm good." Like, I was like,
"That was your opening statement."
Even if it won't,
have you seen Donald Trump?
I have.
That little bitch bad.
That shit ain't worth my shit falling off. No, sir.
The bitch better not leave me. I know that. Kill her.
Yeah, eat her.
You know,
you wild.
Justin know how to handle
fresh off set.
Yeah. how was work, baby?
Yeah. You only Trump I acknowledge is Tiana. You hear me?
You were eating.
What?
Tiana.
What you mean? Period?
No. I'm saying in general. Like, fresh off set.
Oh, nah.
I know you had a long day at work, baby.
Nah, I'm going to wash out myself. I'm gonna scrub up myself. You hear me? Like, I can see me now giving her a sponge bath. Like,
I need something right out of Williams Hall.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I can see you now, MJ. Nah. Beard and all. Like,
nah.
I know you have.
No, sir.
You disgusting motherfucker.
Yes, I am that. But no, I have not.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I have not.
I ain't licked nothing out fresh out of Williams
Hall. Me neither.
I went straight to the complex, washed up, and
boy, be out here.
All that is a little season.
They miss remembering college because I know
Adobe.
I know.
Goya.
That's a Hispanic shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, anyway. That ain't no problem, what the fuck were we talking about?
At what age do you just say, you know, marriage ain't for me?
No, on like, some serious shit, like 35, I feel like it's right around the age where you're like, it's probably not going to happen.
I feel like I'm going to need a shotgun wedding.
Shotgun wedding?
It's going to happen.
You'll get somebody knocked up in there.
And then that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't want no bastards. Okay, that's understandable.
Shit.
You don't want no bastards? Man, fuck them kids, man.
I say 60.
60?
60. I say 60. 60? I say 60.
Explain why.
I feel like ain't nothing wrong with getting married at 40. Ain't nothing wrong with getting married at 50.
Man, nigga, I'm at that wedding talking shit. This old motherfucker got us out here church. When they shoulders covered up. Like,
this long ass out.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be
9
o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. We got stuff to do today.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you don't find your soulmate till you're 50, I mean, shit.
I got an eye. Man.
I got an eye for that limb. That limb.
Getting married on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Mr. Wilkins.
You driving out the flute. Yeah, me feeling it, boy.
I feel like, you know, by the time I get to 30, for real, if I ain't married by
30,
that's it, man.
That's because you still got time. Like, me and MJ ain't got time.
That's what I'm saying. For me.
But men but I feel like, have a little more time than women.
Yeah.
But they think, I ain't gonna baby have kids.
But do you think an age should be put on that? Do you think we put more pressure on ourselves by saying, look, I have to be married by this age?
You don't have to put pressure on yourself, but you need to put some understanding in yourself or some level of, like, comprehension in your mind that, man, if I get to X age... And this ain't worked out for me yet. That's it. It's a wash at this point.
I'm at that point almost now. It's
is this for real? Is this not going?
Because I remember at a point where I was like, I want to be married with kids by 25.
When I was 13 years old, and I thought like,
damn, you were thinking that early? Yeah, God,
I
mean, damn.
When I thought about you where I wanted to be in life,
Jamaicans get married at 14.
Everybody but shit. America get married at 14. At 14.
Aaliyah got married at 14.
Oh shit.
She AJ did, though.
We said we are not bringing R. Kelly in this episode.
We seen the license.
No, but I'm saying, like, when I was 13 years old, like, I thought, like, by the time a nigga hit 25, I was going to have a big-ass house, you know, I was going to be a millionaire, I'm going to have a bad bitch and a couple kids. Like,
college fucked that up, dude.
Like, I barely got out of Liz before I was 25.
Niggas I was 24, 30, yeah. Right?
I'm a, like, honestly, like, I never put that type of, or that early of a rush on my life. Like, nah, like, honestly, if I don't regret having my daughter or anything like that, but if shit would have worked out to the way I envisioned it, I probably wouldn't have had my first child till I was about 36.
You should have been using
36?
Yeah, I would have been an old as a 60-year-old. Damn, like, 60 years old at the high school graduation.
But like, my back hurting now, so I know I couldn't play with my kid at 58.
But what,
like,
I'm saying is, I say that because I feel like at 36, I would have been financially stable. I feel like I would have...
You're not financially stable now?
No, I'm not where I want to be financially now. Yeah, I would absolutely say that. I'm not.
Says so a nigga with true religion genes and shit like that. Anyway.
But I feel like, you know, I would be financially stable. I feel like a lot of the shit that I do now at that age, I wouldn't be thinking about going out to bars or staying out late. You know what I mean? At that age, I feel like I would have done all the traveling and everything like that I wanted to do. And by that age, when I do have a child or children, it will be all about my kids. And I'll be done with, you know, doing.
You don't want to have fun after you had kids.
You said what now?
You don't want to have fun after you had kids.
No, I'm not saying that. Yeah, but like, yeah.
Yeah, just say fuck them kids and leave with their mama. I know niggas that do that now.
Yeah, like, I would, if the perfect plan for me would have been, you stupid, man.
Cancel.
Yeah.
They ain't canceling us over that, nigga.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying. Yeah. I really do. My thing is, so like I said, the reason why I think I set that expectation so high for me was I was in a relationship for 9 years from the age of like 13 to 22. honestly, the first few years didn't make sense. Yeah. But then we broke up at like 22.
Right.
And so in my mind, like, I was prepared to be with this bitch forever. You know what I mean? So then, like, so we broke up at 22. But I said, I still kind of want to aim for at least having that somebody set in stone by that age, at least.
Yeah.
And then when 25 came and that didn't happen, I'm like, oh, you know, 30 would be cool.
I got a question for you, Justin. Being
what can daddy do for you?
Good night, everybody. No, dude, so we're a little older than them. Me being a little older than you. So
well, we you date, still in the age.
When you date, do you date with an expectation? Or do you date just for somebody to occupy your time and see where it goes?
At this point, I just feel like if you're not dating to get married, and you're not, it's just pointless. Or you either go eat, like, so for us, to me,
yeah,
you either fucking or you dating to get married,
right?
Like, that's it. Like,
it's no in between.
It's no in between. Like, it's like you dating or you dating to get married or you fucking, and it's like, what else could you be doing?
Yeah,
we might lie and say, and we. And like we dating to get married to fuck. I don't do that. But but you know what I'm saying though, right? But yeah. But like I said, now I'm 30 and
your brain changes at 30.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but it's like that.
It really do, like, yeah.
So let me ask you,
what
this.
Am I doing?
Right, exactly. Yeah. What am I doing? Why am I doing it?
So let me
where
ask
am
you.
I doing it?
So we all have heard of the term buyer's remorse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you ever felt that way with a female that you've had sex with? Like, like you wish you never would have, you know, had sex with this person. Do you have any bodies, any male or female? You know, I'm not judging.
Cancel.
Yeah. No, I'm joking. But no. But do you have any bodies where you look back on them?
Fuck the nigga. Like,
no.
Did you just point at Justin?
You look.
Oh, that man hit. That man hit.
No, but like honestly, like have you had any female in your past where you look back at it now and you just be like, damn, I wish I would have never touched that.
Not one.
Not one.
Not one.
Okay.
So that's
just
deep.
You just fucked all bad bitches.
No.
Yeah, bro, we seen
it. Hold on. First of all, don't. No. We seen, I seen you.
We seen your dick on the internet.
But you are no Brian Pumper.
We seen it.
So
yeah,
I ain't always had the best job.
But
I wouldn't take nothing back because it was the experience. It wasn't like
because you nutted.
Pretty much, basically, yeah.
When you take a time back, you jacked off.
Sometimes. One time I jacked off twice that day, and then work. I jack off at work once a week. But then, but seriously, I don't.
Y'all merchandise be sticky.
I jack off in the bathroom, if I'm wrong with you.
And don't wash your hands. They ain't y'all policy.
I don't touch them phones anyway. But nah, serious business though. Shit.
Nigga joint. Candy in his pocket.
What's wrong with you?
Play it though.
But now, but like,
wouldn't take nothing back. If you're being honest, you're not going to take
nothing
back.
Nah, I do. I want to take a couple back.
That dishwasher.
The one that broke my bed at the time. Shit. Man, yeah, let me stop. I'm like,
you need to take back that fish market in D.C.
Oh, man.
I cut this bitch off right
now. What about that one girl that made your nose bleed?
God. No, my nose was bleeding before that.
Oh.
You hit a
his
lot.
Nose started bleeding when he was eating that ass. Yeah, I remember.
You going to do that?
Vividly.
You going to do that today?
No, cheers.
Because I Hey, like I don't know everything. Like you said, how you say I'm Proctor? I know everything. Everything.
I mean, me personally, I'm like MJ. I ain't taking none of them back.
Good or bad, it's like it's in the spirit.
It is what it is. It is what it is. That nut was necessary at that particular moment in time. Like, I'm not taking a nut back.
The question should
be. Yeah, but you ever watch a movie and they, like, it's a movie about going into the future or going into the past? Like, you can.
Back to the future?
Either way, like, you can't, like.
Ghost of Christmas Past. So.
Yeah.
They always say, don't fuck. If you go back, don't fuck with nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you fuck your life. I feel like every nut was essential.
every nut was essential.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was a necessity.
To the soul?
You know what I mean? No. You niggas tripping. But
yeah, he tripping.
I ain't taking nothing back.
The question should be, is there bodies that you know you would not hit again? That you hit before.
Ooh, goddamn right.
Yeah.
Over 50%.
Over 60% probably.
Yeah. Facts.
I got a lot of mistakes. Too mean.
Hennessy is not my friend.
I'm sure you was a lot of bitches' mistakes too.
No, I'm not. I'm a hot commodity. Have you seen me? I done got fined after 30. I don't know what the fuck you got going on.
Like, 30 for 30 2 yet. Weeks.
I know.
I can't wait to be 30. Get my glow up.
Your glow up. You need to glow that.
What's next? What's next?
So we're going to talk about one of Justin's favorite topics, man. And I know he can talk about
this. I already know what it is.
What?
Transaction.
Nah. See.
He about
bands. Bands.
Oh, bitch ass niggas.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I thought you about. You know what I thought you were talking
about? No.
All right. Nah. It's niggas out here that really will pretty much throw salt on you just to get another woman.
Absolutely.
When in actuality, you should just focus on yourself.
Right.
Because a bitch ain't going to want you for another nigga. Because more like you going to make me. You gonna make that bitch think about me
more.
It probably want me more.
Yeah,
but this niggas like that.
Yeah, I just feel like there's no need for a man to put another man down in order to make himself feel like the better man to a woman. Like I feel like that shit weak as hell. Like if your game strong or if you a solid nigga, like you won't have to, you know, throw shade or as you said salt on another nigga. You know what I mean? To make yourself appear to be better. Like, nah, that's weak as fuck.
We know, well, I don't know if y'all know the people that do this. The women tell on y'all.
Absolutely.
So it ain't like you telling her.
99.8% of the time.
Oh, he done put me on game. No, she's going to bring it back to whoever you talking about. And be like, yo, such and such. We know. And that's why niggas start acting different towards you. And you know why they be acting different, but
so like 6 years ago, right?
Uh huh. Damn, he came on strong.
Nah,
okay,
nah, like 6 years ago, a chick came to me, and you know, it was a chick I was messing with at the time, and we weren't messing with each other at the time she came to me, and she was like, you know, I'm fucking with such and such, and he asked me. Like, whose sex was better? Whose dick was bigger? Like,
that is
some real bitch nigga shit, bro.
That
like,
is
what?
The worst.
Bro, if you, what? Why does it even, I mean, I'm sure his dick was bigger. I mean, you know, let's not get it twisted. Like, I would never, that might be the reason I would never ask, like, a female who did what, because I'm sure she gonna say his, like. I'm not even gonna set myself up.
I asked my white girl that, because I already knew. I was gonna win that one. That's the only one.
That is some real bitch nigga shit. I mean, like MJ said, like niggas need to understand, especially if the chick really fuck with the other nigga you talking about. She gonna go tell him.
She gonna tell it.
And now you're gonna be labeled as a bitch ass nigga. You gonna wonder why you ain't never around no more.
Or you gonna catch a nigga like me who gonna ask you about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh,
no, I ain't say that.
I can't do it.
But that's
some
salty shit.
Yeah, like, but my thing is like, bro, like, there's so many women in this world. Like, right. You don't have to Like, I don't care if you see all the time. Maybe you're attracted to it because you see all the time, but it's still a lot more out here. We live in, like, we live in Raleigh. We live in Charlotte. Yeah. We live in Durham, places where it's a lot of women out here.
Yeah, bro.
Just.
I don't see it. I only got eyes for one woman.
You don't leave me alone, please.
That's commendable.
It's not. Yeah. Because she got eyes for somebody else. Anyway, keep going.
Man.
Yeah. that's okay?
No, it's because it's two of you.
That's okay, too.
No, it's not.
So look, man.
I beat her up for fucking with the other me.
So look, as y'all know, last month was Pride Month, I believe. And we had a few people that, you know, late to the party, I guess you could say. You know? And, right. And how do you feel about your friends coming out? Or if you had a friend that you know, was close with, and they decided to, you know, come out and tell you they were...
Here's the thing. It's not the fact that you're coming out. If I'm your friend, you could have told me before. Like,
yeah,
you can't be ashamed if that's what you are and who you are. Don't hide it. Don't wait for it like, hey, man, this is what I like. This is what I do. Blah, blah, blah.
So you want them to show you.
Good night, everybody. But for real, though, like... And like, y'all, we can talk to each other about everything mm-hmm. and leave it all on the table.
Yeah.
I feel like
this is where it starts.
The thing, you the only one, leaving it on tables.
The thing,
and I only know that because you got caught.
Anyway,
bro, that was too easy, bro. But.
I forgot where I was.
You said, we can talk to each other.
Yeah, you should be, if that's your friend, you should be able to be like, hey, man, this is what it is, blah, blah, blah. Ain't nobody saying you got to announce it to the world or whatever the case may be, but be honest with your friends. Like,
yeah. Right.
When niggas really don't care. Yeah.
But not like, I get what you're saying.
Niggas, they just kidding.
Just kidding.
All right, cool. Oh,
But now, I get what you're saying, though, because y'all know more about me than the public. Even though I tell everybody everything, I'm an open book, but, like, y'all know stuff about me I wouldn't tell the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not no gay shit. But, but, like, you know, like, shit I've done that I probably wasn't proud of or whatever. But, yeah, like, as your friend, you should be able to tell your friend even before you tell the world. So, mm-hmm. like, it's been a few people that elementary, middle school, high school, whatever. You know it. You know, it's there. It's the twinkle in your eyes, some shit. Like, you gay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no offense. But then you don't know about it until, like, you see on Facebook 10 years later, like, yeah, like...
MCM.
So, y'all crazy.
Something wrong with him.
Like, I feel like, if I have a male friend that's homosexual, you need to tell me.
Mm.
For the simple fact that I need to know what to wear around you. Because I'm naturally a curvy nigga. Like,
you BBW. You BBW.
Yeah, no.
Call it what you want, but
BBW.
You
know what I mean? Titties.
What is it? SSB?
Yeah, he is. He's a super size, beautiful black woman.
Y'all crazy. Y'all funny. No. No, I don't understand.
He's actually naturally curvy.
Top three categories.
No, I'm more serious. I feel like MJ said, I mean, you've been making some very good points tonight, MJ. I appreciate you. Because you're usually dumb as a box of fucking bricks. But
He said Crunch is better than you earlier.
Yeah,
he
did. But Crunch
is racist.
But I feel like if I'm your true friend, like, you should be comfortable enough to come forward and tell me some shit like that. Now, it's up on, like, yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if he showed you instead of telling
you? What you mean? What you mean?
You're going to be a dead nigga.
Damn.
You're going to kill a friend.
Huh?
You're going to kill a friend.
If necessary, the fuck? Like,
he good for it.
Like, neither now, not one of y'all.
Neither now, neither.
not one of y'all in this motherfucker. Like, if you gay, tell me from across the room. Like, not all right. That's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah.
If you're homosexual, then you can have that conversation with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna still be your fucking friend. Like, I'm not. I didn't choose you as a friend because of your sexual orientation to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I chose you as a friend because of your personality, if our spirits link. You know what I mean? Shit like that, your energy. You know what I mean? Right. Like, so
he looking for a soulmate.
Yeah, for real, bro. Like, yeah. you know, like you have to. Like, if my spirit didn't gravitate to each and every one of y'all at this table right now,
wouldn't be.
I couldn't sit here and have a conversation.
Absolutely.
You know, in as fluid of a manner as I am right now. I mean, I probably could have a conversation with you, but you could use a butter knife to cut the tension.
The tension.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when I say that, because you know sometimes words can, the right words can be hard to find. So, you know, if you would just like, you know, let me show you, you know.
How like, what?
Derek is a bisexual. Somebody been showing him, so.
Bonefish grill.
Man, well, yeah.
No. You're not showing me nothing because. hold on. Like, so my thing is, when it comes to homosexuality, there's acceptance and there's tolerance, mm-hmm. right? You know, you can tolerate somebody. You can still love someone for who they are. That does not mean you accept the lifestyle they chose to live.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. Mm-hmm. You can still coexist. You can be a friend with a person, you know, because not everything, like religion, for example, me and y'all, like y'all know I'm fucking twisted on religion and y'all are Christians. That doesn't mean we can't be friends.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with your sexual orientation. Not because you're gay and I'm straight, we can still be friends. Right. Because though I may not agree with you in that aspect, I still love you as a person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, I mean, that's just how I feel about it. And I feel like if I had any friends and I, you know, I had one that just came out to me, which is what actually sparked this conversation. You know, I'm not mm-hmm. going to name drop. He will eventually feel comfortable enough to bring it to you all.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I kind of felt some type of way because I feel like, nigga, I've been this open with you for this long. You could have told a nigga from day one, bro.
Yeah.
Nothing would have changed.
Maybe he didn't know.
Or not even that. But like I said, he might be still adjusting to that life, and right, it could absolutely. Be hard for him to you know, express that.
Yeah. Especially, you know, when you're seen as like an alpha male, you know, macho male, you built Broly, you do men shit, play football, you know, do all this other shit. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah.
You're typically not aligned or associated with homosexuality, right? So, yeah, it may be an uncomfortable step to make or to take to bring it to the likes of others that would not expect that from you to begin with. So yeah, it is tough, but I still feel like, damn boy, I mean, I've been talking about fucking bitches with you whole time. You would probably want to fuck me. What the fuck? You
humble yourself.
Yeah. You look, you might be a bottom.
Listen, man.
You remember that song? No, I'm sorry.
What did you say about titties earlier?
Look, lesbians got the best titties. Think about it like this, right? We rough with titties, and we grab them, we suck them, we bite them. We just rough with them. That's why they look like that. Like in like 10 years, they just sit right here.
Infinity titty.
Lesbians, they caress them, kiss them, and they soft with them. They keep them upright, especially them little what they call them, the studs, the one that look like me and you. them little titties be sitting right in that tank top they got on under their t-shirt.
They do push-ups.
it's not just all lesbians though, because
most lesbians got good titties. I'm willing to bet lesbian women have better titties. At least by like a 50% margin.
Let's do a poll. Send them the Justin DMs and we gonna judge them.
Look, I seen a compilation. Yeah, do that. I seen a compilation of Rihanna. Them titties, boy.
She lesbian. She got a little lesbian in her.
They sit up right.
I know. I put my tongue in her ass too.
I think everybody sitting
in the booty, in the booty hole.
I don't need that.
That boy a lie.
You said it on like 4 episodes ago. Yeah,
I lied.
So with this month being Suicide Prevention Month.
Is it really?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You be making shit up, boy.
Man, if he can make up where it's 5 o'clock at. By the way, where is it 5 o'clock
at? Got one. I really do have one. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Go ahead and get your Google up because I know you're going to fact check.
I'm on live.
I already know the joint about to be wrong.
Use your Android, bro.
I am. Go ahead.
Pull it up, nigga.
Where is it 5 o'clock?
I got one for you. New Zealand.
I just feel like that. I know that's wrong. What time is it? Ooh.
Australia, maybe.
Nah, Australia over there. They look close on the map.
You were close. You were close. 6 o'clock over there.
It's 6 o'clock over there? Yeah. Oh, okay.
You were close.
I know some shit.
What's up? Fuck out of here.
That's the closest you ever got. Yeah, one time it was 5 o'clock here. You still got it wrong.
But,
it was 5 o'clock here.
What are you talking about? Suicide prevention?
Suicide prevention.
Okay. That is such a toxic topic.
Right.
It really is. But, I'm MJ. MJ, take us off. Yeah. Give me your thoughts on suicide. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what angle to ask you a question from.
I really don't know.
When suicide comes to mind, when you think of suicide, what comes to mind?
Somebody is at the end of their rope. They actually need to.
No pun intended.
Good night, everybody. No, I mean, that's like, they're at their wits' end. Like, this is only thing they know. I can't fix nothing going wrong.
Do you ever wonder, like, what, like, how could you even think like that? Like, maybe because, like, some people are just stronger than others.
Because we don't think like that. It's right. Like, why are you thinking like that? But to them, that's a natural thought. Like,
it's not natural.
It
is not, you know, the actual.
I know it's not natural, but to them,
the way
they process stuff, that's their natural way of processing.
That's their extreme.
So I read an article which seems fucking like, it makes sense. It says the actual amount of people that go through with the act of committing suicide versus the amount of people that speak of doing suicide is extremely minimal.
Yeah.
Extremely minimal. Reason being, there is a chemical imbalance usually in the people that actually commit suicide. Mm-hmm. So, like,
so you're basically saying there's a disparity between the people who talk about it.
I told my woman I was gonna kill myself when she said she was gonna leave.
The bitch can leave.
And what she said?
Huh?
What she said?
Do it then. No, she ain't saying that. No, I'm playing. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm just using that as an example of
there's a lot of niggas
saying shit all the fucking time, bro. And it's getting to the point where people are starting to become immune to somebody saying, if you got time to sit and type on Facebook, I'ma just end it today. I might put the heart on your shit. Like, don't. I'm just saying.
This is a tragedy.
Nah, I'm not.
Good night, everybody.
But I'm just saying. If you have, why is that your medium? If you are to that point.
Because by that time, we're going to be like, oh, here you go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
she go again.
You did it today and you're going to do it next Thursday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
It's almost like crying sheep
now, there are people. Let me put this out there. There are people that are actually going through real things with real problems that are actually at their wits' end. These people you don't see. These people you don't hear from.
Right.
And even if you do see them, these people have a fucking smile to mask everything that's going on. They're not typically the ones that's crying for fucking attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So let's still be cognizant and aware that this shit is real and niggas is offing themselves every fucking day. You know,
that don't even tell you
exactly. Anything. Yeah. Here they going tomorrow. You just saw the nigga. You dapped them up. You know, everything look copacetic with the nigga. And then tomorrow morning, you see niggas put RIP such and such.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck?
That's why you always see that post, check on your funny, your strong, you know, your busy friends or whatever.
You know what I mean?
Like, you don't know what people are going through.
I mean, Christians at the table. MJ, let me pose this question to you. A person commits suicide, can they go to heaven?
In the biblical sense, no. But it's not up to me to decide that, though. It's their relationship with God himself.
That could have been their own mistake. Their only mistake.
Could have been. I mean,
but I still say, fuck it, they're going to hell. It just seems that way. It seems that way from what I've been taught. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, through the church.
I mean, I'm a firm believer in no sin is greater than the other.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so. Right,
that's what I'm saying. Like, but.
So, for somebody to commit suicide and to say that they're going to hell automatically for committing suicide, I can't. I'm like MJ said, I can't meet that call. Mm-hmm. I can't be the judge on that. But
I'm just I think. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's not up to me at all. Or us or anything.
No, but in all seriousness, if you are going through something, if
we are advocates of therapy.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
I tell everybody.
I'm gonna kick it real to you. Like, I feel like all black people need some form of therapy.
Right. I remember one day I told Rod at work, I said, like, I just feel like as black men, we don't ask each other if we all right enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't reach out to each other like on a daily basis.
And even if we do, it's almost to us in a sense where we're going to say that we're good. We're not going to admit that.
Toxic masculinity is what that is. You feel like you can't portray, something other than the total masculine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you feel like you have to be Superman at all fucking times, which really is the case, especially as a black man in America.
Right. Can't show any weakness.
You gotta have 10 toes down. Yeah. 100. You can't let up. You can't never be lacking out this bitch, bro. Right. That's how you get your shit picked off, for real. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, if you are going through something, reach out to somebody. Stop internalizing it. Yeah. That is everyone's biggest problem because of pride.
Yep.
Stop internalizing. You need to talk. You need to let it out.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, because
you know what I mean. We only use less than 10% of our brains. We don't have the capacity to reach and tap into the remaining portion. So your 10% is being used up rapidly, and then you trying to internalize that shit. Your brain, you don't have the power to help your brain work that shit out for you. So what you gonna do? I can't deal with this shit no more. This is it. Fuck it. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Find a therapist. I have a therapist. I'm not ashamed to say it.
What a name.
I'm not telling you. I don't want you to go see my therapist. Go find your own therapist.
Damn. That's what's wrong with people.
No,
now.
No. Yeah. You gonna go in there with Chad and tell me. Yeah.
She's like, I can't tell you.
Yeah, but no. Find somebody to talk to. I mean, pray, you know.
Meditate.
Pray. Whomever your Lord and Savior is, pray. Meditate. That is definitely a good. Find your exit. Find your positive. I don't even know if can you say positive vice, because I just feel like vice is negative.
Avenue.
Yeah, vice. Mm-hmm. You know, find your vice. That don't go drinking and smoking and shit.
No,
I'm drinking out right now.
But reach out to somebody. I mean, there's a lot of suicide hotlines for free. For free. Every city government has a suicide prevention team on standby 24 hours a day.
Absolutely.
And I know we joke a lot, but you can always reach out to us at any time, any moment. It's not all jokes and fun with us. Like, we're deep individuals that you can talk to. Well, I am anyway.
Yeah. And not only that, but like, to piggyback off of suicide, and well, not necessarily piggyback, but going in a different realm. Don't let shit stress you the fuck out neither. Like, especially when it comes to your job and all of that type shit, because with your job, they, if they lose you today, they're going to replace you tomorrow.
But and they're going to make sure they clocked you out.
So, yeah.
They,
so,
they not going to fuck up that time clock for nothing. Yeah. you know what I mean?
Stress management is important, too. That's pretty much what I wanted
to say. Mental health, man. Like, that is a topic that can't be talked about enough. For real. I feel like all of us at the table got something wrong with us.
I definitely do. Ask him every day I come home, I'm like, I quit that motherfucker tomorrow. Like,
I got screws missing. I ain't scared to say it. Like,
I definitely do.
My head fucked up. I ain't right. But I mean, I don't know why. Oh, maybe God, I didn't.
Crunch, they came back.
Crunch definitely got mental health issues. Yeah. Like,
Brett called himself an Anglo-Saxon a couple weeks ago.
Yo.
Blacker than me. Nah, it's been plenty of times, like, but for real, though, like, I have this.
Blacker
like,
in that shirt.
Damn.
Yeah, Crunch a dark nigga.
Yeah.
He is all I'm saying, Crunch.
Like, no, I seen the shirt. I seen the shirt that says
Hoopstick.
It was a black Hoopstick. But it was a white man with a black t-shirt on. And the shirt said
MAGA.
No, the shirt said, this t-shirt is allowed to say nigga because it's black. Like, if I'd have seen that nigga, he'd have been dead. Nah, so white, hear me out. White man, black t-shirt, and it says, this t-shirt is allowed to say nigger because it's black. That shit ain't funny. Yeah. That shit is not funny.
I'm surprised you feel this emotional about it.
Nah, bro. Oh, yeah, because
he, what the fuck you mean, bro?
What you mean? I'm black first.
If like, you let white people say nigger, though.
I don't.
Justin said it.
Maybe I do. And it's all context. I've heard black people use cracker all the fucking time.
That's the dumbest word ever.
What? Yeah,
Richard Pryor said it.
I think it's because it's plain.
That shirt was downright. Yeah. I find that shirt downright disrespectful.
It is very disrespectful.
That nigga got two pieced.
Yeah,
he's okay. I'm taking his shirt off his back.
I'm ripping it.
So that's assault, robbery.
Okay. I did it for the culture.
Oh, okay.
Jay-Z a belt.
They gonna make me a hashtag on the shave.
Nah, he don't need Jay-Z. He got Proctor.
Kim Kardashian coming to get
me. Nah, her daddy was getting cheated on by her mama and Chris and OJ.
Yeah, OJ, one of them kids.
It's the fat one. What's the fat one?
Chloe.
Yeah, that's
they got it. The power to cancel us, and we.
She a drug dealer.
Stop.
Yeah.
You said stop.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
How?
Because I feel like
she got Lamar hooked. Ain't that the one that got Lamar hooked?
No, Lamar got himself hooked.
No,
cocaine and Viagra is never gonna work together.
She told me.
You said cocaine and a vibrator.
you nasty.
Nah.
You wanted it to
what did you say?
Cocaine and Viagra.
Oh, Viagra.
That shit
okay.
Cocaine.
It almost killed him.
It makes you stronger.
But don't kill me, make me stronger.
This man survived 12 heart attacks and 6 strokes.
and then
he opened in big three. If it don't kill you, it make you stronger. Good night.